what we're dealing with the subtle energy product, are the 85% of the material between the smallest particles of matter that we know of. What keeps quarks so far apart from each other, maybe, thousandths of a millimeter instead of two thousandths of a millimeter, is where subtle energy works. Why does it work in our physiology? Because in that kind of trauma, there's extreme disorganization energetically in that area, at the trauma site and over the entire brain. If we're putting something in, an energy in, that reorganizes the space and affects the 85% between the material, the molecular body, and submolecular body, then the molecules follow the energy. Is everybody with that? It's a concept that we have to own ourselves to understand using this. And then how we communicate that to a lay person or someone else is going to be a different thing. But what we're really influencing with any of these products is the energy between the smallest parts. And that it comprises the largest amount of any matter, including ourselves, including grass and grass seeds and dogs and cats. Why then, if we're influencing that, is dosage specific? Because the greater the need for organizational energy, the higher the dosage has to be. And maybe the more frequent the dosage has to be.